it's really a hemshech to before, and we'll continue along the Zinyanin. Dr. Mishnah, Daf Tesin et Al. Sukkah Yishana. The Mishnah talks about it, what's called a Sukkah Yishana. As we've seen in Hemshech HaMishnah, it means that the sukkah was not constructed l'shem chag, and we call it a sukkah yishana because typically, as Mishnah is going to go on to say, within the window of time of sukkahs of shloshim yom, that people are osek in talking about the chag, and that means that there's already a chiyuv to be involved with the halachos of the chag, so it's considered like you had the lishma that was made l'shem sukkah, but if it was done yishana, if it was done before that window of time, then the sukkah, it turns out, was not constructed l'shem chag. So here we have a machokes, b'shamay poskin b'sil machshirin. B'shamay says that the sukkah is disqualified. It's no good, because sukkah has to be done l'shem chag. If we guess, we could borrow the terminology that we saw in the previous Gemara, the nogea b'shilel, that you need to have, the sukkah has to be l'tzeil to be called a sukkah. As Rashi says in Daf Yudbeis there, that in the heavy shame sukkah lay, you need sukkah shotzeil. So according to Reish Shammai, you have one more standard. In order to be called a sukkah, it has to have been made, not just with shame tzeil, it has to be made the shame mitzvah sukkah. That's, we have Yafus, is how we learn it out. But that's the definition of a sukkah to be kosher. It has to be the shame mitzvah sukkah. That's Reish Shammai's shita. Reish Hillel holds otherwise. Reish Hillel machshirin. Because Beisil doesn't have this halacha. Beisil does simply require the same sale that we saw before in the cases of Sukkas Ganbach and Rakvash, but not that you have to do it with same mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah, the Ezel he Sukkah Yeshana, Kosha Saw Kodm Chag Shloshim Yom. If it was made before Sukkah's 30 days, then it doesn't have an automatic understanding that it was done with Shem Chag, that's the Machokis. Av Masal Shem Chag, if you would actually have done it with Shem Chag, then Afim Mitchias Hashanah Ksheira, if you had clear intention with Shem Chag, if you made it with Shem Chag, then it's kosher even from the beginning of the year. Zok Rashi, Sukkah Yishana Kedem Farsh, as we'll explain later in the Mishnah, Shasa Kod Machag Shloshim Yom, Velo Piresh Shehi L'Shem Chag. Lashon Rashi, Velo Piresh, would be implying chayra, the Sfas Emes makes the diuk, that when you say in the end that it's a sar l'shem chag mitchilas hashana, that what would it mean exactly? How would that be done? That it would be considered l'shem chag. If a person has a machshava when he makes the sukkah, whatever 10 months before sukkis, that it's for sukkis, would that be good enough? Rashi's lashon is piresh. What would that be mashma piresh? That you actually has to be articulated. To be spelled out. Not a part of the matter in general. When we talk about Hilchos Lishma, we have to see the differences perhaps between the Gedder of Lishma over here and other places. We'll have to get into that. But Lamaisa, we find the Din Lishma in a lot of places, and the whole Shaila, the Rush, Mr. Emes must quote this. The Rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah, which is found in Mesechta Menachos in the back, in Simon Gimel. He brings a suffix on this matter, whether you need articulation. HaRav Baruch Zal, the end of Siman Gimel in Hilchos Sefer Torah of the Halachas Ketanos of the Rush. Rabbeinu Baruch Nistapek Imsarach Lahotzi Besvasav Shum Abdo L'Shem Sefer Torah. Ibud of the Klaf has to be done L'Shma, L'Shem Sefer Torah. So the suffix was, do you have to articulate it? Same thing for Tefillin, O L'Shem Tefillin. O Sagi B'machshav. The suffix in the Rush. Is it enough machshava? Do you have to spell it out verbally? The chen gab ksiva sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzas. So there's ibud aklaf and there's also the ksiva itself with the quill with the ink. The chen ksiva saget the bein ksiva l'shma. So too, you write the get v'chasavla has to be l'shem the woman. Do you have to say it l'shem that person? O sagi b'machshava. Then what did it study a suffix? Says the Rush. L'fisha matzino pigol. So he says, Pigol, which is a machshava of Chutz Luzmano, that once you have the Kohen who does the Avoda has machshava. So he says, it's not just machshava. He thinks that there has to be Dibur. and then it becomes chiv karis if the person eats it, because the pigul means that the whole carbon is disqualified. With true money tell us below the Iborak Machshava. Anyway, so he has a study a suffix, and therefore he concludes it's better to do it bepeh. Tov lahotzi b'spas b'tchilas ha'ibad v'sula tzarech. If you do it bepeh, the beginning of the ibad, then everything is al das kein. That's what they do today. I mean, b'cheng shemaskel l'chtov sefer Torah, yomar sefer Torah zeh anikosi v'shem tushas Torah smoshe v'sula tzarech. Once you make the statement once, then everything is defined by that. So this is an interesting question. Svasema thinks that Rashi is mashma that when we say according to Bishamai that it has to be l'shem chag, you would require it to be pirish. Now, obviously, in the case of Shloshim Yom, then it's understood that you don't need mamish bitus v'sayim. What does it say in the Mishnah further? Bishamai, see the next Rashi. Bishamai posin debo sukkah l'shma v'zu stam nasi. So it's not considered to be l'shma if it was after, it was not within 30 days. The ilu toch shloshim l'chag, avi, kivin d'sholem b'hilchas l'chag kodim l'chag shloshim yom. Since the halacha is that you speak about hilchas l'chag within 30 days of the chag, Rashi Yuchorah holds it's a din not just by Pesach, as some would suggest, it's halacha by Sukkis as well. Stam ha'osa l'shem chag hu osa. So in other words, so if it's muchach, it's a muchach mitoch the asiyah itself, because in a context, that's the equivalent of a mir v'peh. You don't, it's not dafke after the pe, it has to be muchach. The point is, if it wasn't muchach from the masa that he's doing, it's just that he had the machshava, that would be no good according to the diuk that we just made in the Rashi. But if it's, you don't need the etzem bitus fasam, you need to be that, it should be hochacha brura. If I don't say anything, I'm thinking it, you can't read my mind. So if it's more than 30 days before Sukkis, I'm thinking what I'm thinking, but that's not hochacha. You can't tell me that you know what I'm thinking. So the machshava we say is not sufficient. You have to say it, then it's muchach. But if it's muchach because it's clearly within the time of Sholem Vidorshin, then that's enough. That's considered to be like a dibur. Avo kodim shloshim yom, stamal av l'chag. That is, second Yaakov, v'sil machshirin, delo be'in et sukkah l'shem chag, v'sil says we don't have this requirement. Then it says at the end, k'sheira, if it was mitchilas hashana with kavana and maybe dibur of l'shem chag, then k'sheira l'beis shami yitzbech. Rashi says this whole end of the Mishnah is only negev beis shami. We have to see what Tosa has to say about this, but pashtus it's only negev beis shami because beis so anyway would not require l'shem chag. That's the Mishnah. Yeah.
Why would that be necessary at all?
This is a different inyan. That's a different inyan. Hachana l'mitzvah is a different inyan. In other words, obviously, hachana l'mitzvah are a big inyan to be able to condition yourself. Ki yadua, the Nod B'Yehuda very much opposed the Shem Yichud. Famous Shuvah Nod B'Yehuda, he didn't like going in the tangent now. But I mean, there's a lot to say about it. Because you already had, you know, what do you need to say? I mean, he didn't like maybe that particular sentence, maybe. But I think, you know, when you make a birchas mitzvah, what is that? That's ikah halacha. In some sense, that's also hachana. You're framing the ma'isa mitzvah in terms of the bracha shekid shana mitzvah so mitzvana. Okay, it's not bad. You can always say nimuch and mizuman. There's nothing. There's an inyan. Sure, there's an inyan to prepare yourself to imazvan yourself. That's a big inyan. But that's a definition. That's not lishma. That's not a formal halachic detail of a particular mitzvah. This is a different halacha. Sefer Torah needs to be done with Ibud HaKlaf and Iksiva with shame Sefer Torah, with shame Tefillin. It's Allah.
I just said,
if you're thinking to mekayim the mitzvah, mitzvah sivchas kavana is another question. If you hold mitzvah sivchas kavana, you're not yotzei without kavana. If you hold ain sivchas kavana, then you're yotzei without kavana. That's a separate discussion. But if you had kavana, you're certainly yotzei, and if you didn't have kavana, you might be yotzei. And how we hold is a whole shay with the rice or drabana. But now, if you don't say any mitzvah mitzuman, what's okay? I mean, it's good. It's good to have the proper hachana. Whether you say it, whether you think it. That's the general kloyistic inyan, that the person should come to a mitzvah with a proper attitude and mindset. It's all inyanim that are important. And it has to do with it, Avodas Hashem, it's a different issue. There are mitzvahs. Ksivas haget, lishma. Ksivas sefer Torah, lishma. These are halachas that are clear, that's the ikuva. According to Beis Shammai, there's another lishma that's the ikuva. That if you don't have it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. It means yasiyas hasukkah has to be the shame mitzvah sukkah, as we're going to learn now from sukkah. Beis Shammai doesn't accept that. Beis Shammai says, asiyah l'shem sale. But there's no reason, there's no requirement of asiyah l'shem mitzvah. Beis Shammai says, sukkah yishan is possible. And again, ashayla is, does that mean that you have to be muchach, either dibor, or some other way? Or is it enough just the fact that there was a machshava? And that's the deal that they're making in Rashi, that you have to articulate it, piresh. Otherwise, it would not be muchach in any way. That's the Mishnah.
Something Anna brought up during this video is that, is it so clear that according to everyone that that we have the union of Shol and Rador Shem Yopos Kavkud and Machach Shol Shem Yom? Does everyone say that would also apply to Sukkis?
That's a discussion. So that's why I noted that this Rashi would sound like the Shol Rador Shem, not just by Pesach.
And so, according to another mind owner says that the one that passed the piece of that, so what would...
So you wouldn't say Shalom Adarshan, you'd say some other idea that within 3 days, it's, even if it's not the formal halacha Shalom Adarshan, but it's considered to be Stam HaLashem Chag, once you're within that window. It's, maybe no Chiv of Shalom Adarshan, but you have to say something like that. Otherwise, there's no significance to the Shalom Adarshan. Zog to Gemara, my time is Beis Shammai. So why does Beis Shammai? The obvious question is a Beis Shammai. To ask Beis Hillel by time is not a question. Beis Hillel doesn't have a mucker, so why would you say it's makir? There's no reason to assume that you need the Shem Mitzvah unless you have a source for it. So Beis Hillel is fine. The problem is, why does Beis Shammai have this new halacha that Sukkah Yishan is possible? So the Gemara asks on Beis Shammai. My time is Beis Shammai. And for the Gemara Makra, the Pasuk says, Chaga Sukkos, Shivas Yomim Lashem. Says Beis Shammai, we darshin Shivas Yom Lashem Sukkah Suya L'Shem Chag Beinan. So the Lashem Sukkah Lashem is saying that it has to be L'Shem Hashem. L'Shem meaning L'Shem Chag. HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem's mitzvah. That's how we could learn it out from the pasuk. Chag HaSukkos, that the Sukkah has to be L'Shem Chag. L'Shem is for Hashem who commanded, as Rashi says. Says the Gemara, so what does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? Beis Hillel, Ahu mibayle kidrav sheshes. That pasuk is needed for a different halacha. The Amr of sheshes, Bishum Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzi sukkah shasurin kol shiva. How do we know that the atzi sukkah, for sure that's the schach, a hoshayla about whether the tfanas are included, the atzi sukkah for sure refers to the schach, and there's an iser mukza, that they're miyuchad for the mitzvah, and for the entire duration of Sukkot, you can't use it for some other purpose. How do we know this halacha? That the Atzi Sukkah Asur Midaraisa Kol Shiva Tamalomar Chaga Sukkos Shivas Yamim Lashem. So we're going to darshin here that the Atzi Sukkah are Asur. V'Tanya, Rabbi Yud Ben Seir Omer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. Shenemar Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem Ma Chag HaShem Av Sukkah LaShem. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira seems to get the same halacha, but from a different type of drasha in the pasuk. The first way would seem to be coming from the Shivas Yom LaShem, similar to the earlier drasha. But this drasha, which is from the same pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira's drasha is from the Chag. That Ma Chag Lashem is a Chag HaSukkos, it's equated to Chag. And just like Chag of Lashem, meaning a carbon, we'll see in the Rashi, there's an Isser to be Nene, so it is with the Sukkah. So Asser Bahana, it's Muktzel Mitzvaso, as Rashi later on talks about the notion of Muktzel Mitzvaso. See, very Chesintosis, see this whole halacha. There's a Drasha that teaches us Midoraisa Atzi Sukkas, Asser, and that's in this very Pasuk. So Beisil has the Pasuk for that halacha. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Nami Mibayle Lachi. No, so Beis Shammai should need it for that halacha too. And Achinami. All right, so the Gemara gives up on that drasha. That drasha that we originally said was not the right marker for Beis Shammai for the din of Sukkah Yishana being pasul, because that pasuk is for the din of Atzi Sukkah. It's a different pasuk. Chag Sukkos Tasel Chashivas Yamin. This is in Sefer Dvarim. So it says, Chag Sukkos Tasel Chashivas Yamin Sukkah Suya L'Shem Chag Be'inan. In other words, he's flipping the words around. Like in Sarei Samikra, Rashi says the Darsheyu, it's as if it would say Sukkos has to be done L'Shem Chag. Chag Sukkos Tasel Sukkos to be made L'Chag. It means that the Sukkah has to be L'Shem Chag. That's the marker for Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? Mm-hmm. That pasuk is teaching me that you can construct the sukkah even though it's not for the entire Shivas Yamin. Words, even if it's only with anywhere within the Shivas Yamin, you can make your sukkah. It doesn't have to be before sukkahs began. It's a kosher sukkah even if it's only made for some of sukkahs. Tasuch Shivas Yamin, any of the 7 days, you can make a sukkah. Ubeis Shammai. Sviru ki Rabbi Lezer. They hold that Rabbi Lezer, he was from the school of Beis Shammai, he was Shamutehu. But he was from that school. The Amar Enos and Sukkah B'chol Shamoi. So Beis Shammai hold that you can't make a Sukkah B'chol. So they don't dash in that Drasha, and therefore they use it for the Drasha to pass the Sukkah Yishan. Okay, that's the first chelk of the Sukkah. Let's see Rashi. Sukkah L'Shem Chag. D'chsiv Sukkos L'Hashem. L'shem mitzvahs hamelech. So the L'shem means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivui, L'shem mitzvah. That would be both in the original drasha, and that would be in some of the same thing later when the Gemara dashes it from. That would be from the drasha of the Mitzvah, also similar idea. Machag L'shem means for the mitzvahs hamelech, or for the Avsukah L'shem, L'shem mitzvahs hamelech. Alach Hagiga, that's Rabbi Yudim Mitzvah, just like Shimshon Mitzchal Alach Hagiga. Shalmei Chagiga, these are carbon that are brought, carbons that are brought on Sukkot, on Yom Tovim, Shalmei Chagiga, Shem Shemaim Chal Aleihem, L'Osvan Ad L'Achar Aktaras Emurin. So there's an Issut Minena until after you makter the Emurin, the parts of the carbon that go on the Mizbeach, D'Zachu Behu Basar Hachim Yishulchan Gavoa, Ke'evin and Olotil Pras. In other words, the Bailim can eat the meat, but the Bailim only can eat the meat after Aktaras Emurin. There's a whole discussion on this. This Isser, is it really an Isser d'oraisa to be nana from the carbon? The rule is that within the ila is only by kachim kadashim, which are miyuchad l'Hashem. The Gemara seems to say that kachim kalim, which is not miyuchad l'Hashem, because you know it's a different level carbon. So it says lo nenin v'lo mo'alin, and that's what Mishnah says. Nigam Menachas lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. So Rashi says in that Mishnah, lo nenin midrabbana. So it seems to be that the whole Issa Hana is a drabbana. There's no mi'ila, so why lo nenin? There's no mi'ila. It's kodshe Hashem. So maybe Rashi quotes even in Chumash the Drasha. See, then the Pashas the Yikra. Nefesh kisim al ma'al, v'chata b'shkagas is in v'yikra hey tezvav. Chata b'shkaga mikadshei Hashem. Yeah, so Rashi says, Rashi and Chumash, kadshei Hashem, hamiyuchadim l'Hashem. Which carbon does the Torah tell you the din of Mi'ilah about? Yatsu kadshim kalim, only kadshei Hashem, hamiyuchadim l'Hashem. So kadshim kalim and not kadshei Hashem. So that means that the nismait from the din Mi'ilah. There's no carbon asha Mi'ilah. There's no din Mi'ilah. But it says lo nenin. So Rashi says lo nenin midrabbana. So how do you say chal shem shemayim alach hagiga? A lot of literature about this question. There is a tosis in Nedarim daf yud and also Tzmur daf gimel that seems to say Chasunach, I think, quotes this in Hilchos Me'ilah and the Mitzvah Me'ilah. Mishnah Melech, I think, in Hilchos Me'ilah in the beginning at Arichas. And this tosis seems to say there's an issur d'oraisa lo nenin. There's no Me'ilah, means there's no carbon Me'ilah. There's an issur d'oraisa. So that would work well with the Gemara. Shaila is, where does it come from, this Issa? What's the basis of the Issa? If it's a Bal Yachel issue, could be someone to say it's like a Bal Yachel person made a nether, declares that this carbon would be a, this animal would be a carbon shlam. So to be nether is to take away that the designation that he says it should be miyuchad for from shlamin. If that we're discussing here, that would be the basis for the drasha k'chemshach, k'chemshach chal, k'chemshach mal chagiga, because of an Issa Bal Yachel. So if it's not that, what's the Issa d'oraisa exact? Tosu says an Issa d'oraisa. So That would work well with this brush. So there's a lot of Torah here. Rabbi Nezer wants to have another mocker of an Issa Doraisa, Lusasim Chin, Hashem Okechem, all kinds of suggestions. It's a ha'ara to be aware of. Al Maisa, that's the drasha of Rabbi Yud Ben Seira, Chaushim Shemaim Ala Chagiga. Chag means Chagiga. Then the Gemara says, Bishamis drasha is Chag HaSukos Taset, Sukos Taset Chag, Sareis HaMikra V'Dorshe. We switch around the letters of the words of the Pasuk. If you didn't make it before Yantif, you can make it on Chol HaMoed. That's the next command. Zok Tosfos. Tosfos now brings us to a Yerushalmi, which is a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Mishnah says, Sukha Yishana, Beisil Machshirin. So Beisil says, no problem. Beisil Machshirin, it's a kasha without having the Shem Mitzvah Sukha. The Yerushalmi Tani, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, seemingly that we should accept it, l'halacha. Sarach l'chadish badavar. You have to do some innovation in the sukkah. True beisil machshirin, but there is halacha of chidush davar, which means you have to do something new in the schach. You have to play some kind of new schach here, pashtus. How much? So her question, two opinions. Chavraya amin tefach. That means a tefach by a tefach. So you have to place new schach in an area of a tefach by a tefach. That's called chidush davar. V'yosi omer koshu, to be less than a tefach, it can be koshu, but it's a condition. Umanda omer koshu, v'vad sh'te'ei al p'nei kula. In other words, either the whole length or the whole width, even a sliver layer of schach, less than a side, less than the width of a tefach, but it has to go across the length or width of the sukkah. Two opinions about what is chidush davar in terms of placing some kind of new schach over here. What kind of halacha is this? What kind of halacha is it? The Lashon Aran, in the beginning of the Ritvah too, there's the Aran on the Mishnah, in the back, calls this a mitzvah min amufcha. What is this idea of chidush davar? I saw the Mishnah Berurah quotes from one of the Achronim, I think it's the Sefer Nahar Shalom, in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Vav, this Din Sukkah Yishana. This is brought to Halacha. Sukkah Yishana, says the Machaber, in Taf Reish Lamed Vav, the Ayin says, so kodim she kansu shloshim yom v'shil pnei achag sheiro, vad she chadish badavar ata begufa, l'shem chag. So tefach al tefach in one area suffices. Vim achidush al pnei kula, sagi afil kodehu. Vim asah, l'shem chag, afil metchilas hashana k'sher b'lo chidush. So basically, the Mechaber incorporates this halacha into the din of sukkah yishana l'beis hillel. Uvilvad, it's mashma that this is the ikuva. We'll see the Beis Yosef in a second about this. It's mashma that this is an absolute requirement in Beis Hillel, sheichadish badavar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't assume that it's the ikuva. Okay, so even though I said it sounded that way, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, uvad sheichadish haynu chatchila u'mitzvah bi'alma. So first of all, he says in the bottom, to lo kebeis Yosef, that says it's Likuva, he goes with the Achronim that say it's not Likuva. But what's the Pshat? Says what? So you have to know, Likuva, not Likuva, that's a question. Where's it come from? What kind of halach is this? Kedei shelo yavau lahatir afil asa mitchila l'shem dira. It's like Gzeira, you might say, that you're not come to be matir even if it was made l'shem dira. The Oz Pasul Midoraisa, Kidalit Elisim and Tafish Lamed Hey. If it was made with the same Dira, it's obviously Pasul Midoraisa, Sukkah and not Beso. So the purpose of Chidush Davar is what? Is that it shouldn't come to Matir if it was with the same Dira. And then he says, Koshkin Sukkah, Sganvach, Rakvash, Mitzvah, Chadish, Badavar, Lashem Chag. Zan ata begufa means you have yaniach baschach maat ketefach al tefach meruba. What is this idea? Gzeira. So I don't understand. What's the pshat? In that case, talk about the case before. of the case where it was Sukkah Sayosin, the Pnimis ain't a Sukkah. Why? Because it's a bais. You're living there, right? So, what if you did Chidush Dava? Would that be Machshir? What do we see? Magen Avraham said, what do you have to do? What? You have to lift up the whole schach, pickbook. Not chidush, not add a tefach or tefach or schach. So how is this helping you? This pshat, that the whole, the chidush dava is, you go yavo lahatir, but if the same thing would not work in a case that was l'shem bayi, so how does this, he's bringing this to one of the achronim. It's hard to know, and the lashon of the rishonim, mitzvah min amuvchar. Okay, the Beis Yosef thinks it's the Ikuva, but that's the Gzeira, that you might come to be Matir if it's a bias. So that's a mitzvah namuvcha. The language of the Rishonim, the Ran says, mitzvah namuvcha, to do a chidush davar. Avigal, so Rishonim, machshiv, it's still mitzvah namuvcha, tzorcha chadish badavar. What else could we say to understand this idea of Chiddush Dava? This svar from the Sefer he brings Nahar Shalom, hard to know that that's the whole Indian. Zera, you might not come to me Matir in a case where it was L'shem Dira. Just a second. Beis Yosef says, he quoted the Shaar Tzion, didn't say the Dloke Beis Yosef, Batshe Chaddish Badavar, Sham Kasav Harash Yushalmi, quotes the Yushalmi that we saw in Tosus now. The Gamatosus say Viva Yushalmi Azeh. Umidivre Kulam Mashma, the Had the Matzvich be Yushalmi Lchadish Badavar Liikuvahu. Then he brings the Lashon Haran, that's Mashma not the way. The only one that he thinks is different, Abu Haran, Kasab de Lola Akib Amru, El Mitzman Mufchar. So the Yosef assumes that the Ran is a Fin Shita. But that's what? So according to the Ran, it would not be Ma'akev, and according to the others, it will be ma'akev. And what's the reason that you'd be doing it? Gzeira, that you might end up having a case of a bias. And in the case of a bias, you couldn't do chidush davar. It wouldn't help you. So how is this going to get, what are you going to gain by doing chidush davar now? Shalo yavo. Yeah, what do you say, Ari?
I'm not necessarily addressing how this fits into the lesson of Iran, which is moving the car. But regarding like why this helps, if this wouldn't work in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not, again, yeah, it's not going to work if you did it that way. It wouldn't.
But
it's just to remind you, the fact that you have to go, and be Mechadish Dabar, and it means you think about, like obviously there's
a... It'll pull you away from going, make you less likely to have a Sukkah that's the same Dira. Even though this wouldn't help you in that case, but...
You'll be more aware of it.
Maybe you'll say, so I had to do when I have my house, of course, and I have to make sure to do a Chiddush Dabar.
So why would you do
how you know it's going to accomplish Hekka? Maybe it just accomplishes that you think you have to do this over there.
I don't know. The person thinks, why do I have to do Chiddush Dabar? He knows that it's because there's an additional halacha. There's an additional halacha.
I could hear that, but I could also hear that it can also require you, make you think, I have to, this is a token thing I have to do there as well.
What?
Who's the second? Moshe says Hekka. Okay, so whether it's Mitzvah Mufchar sounds like it's not Likuva. It also sounds like it's not Gzeira. What does Hekka mean exactly? Does Hekka mean Gzeira? Does Hekka have to mean what the Mishnah brings from the Sefer Nar Shalom? Shalo Yavo, you know.
But Hekka Lashim Mitzvah Sukkah, he
says. So let's see if we can maybe... That's not in the Nemosha. Those words are not. That's what he brings from the Sefer Nahar Shalom. There's something maybe we can try to explain in light of the following. Take a look. Maybe the rush. Wait, let's start this way. Look at the Gemara Membav. The Gemara in Bavli also makes mention of something called Chiddush Dabar. Bavli. Yushalmi says it on our Mishnah. There's no mention in the Bavli on our Mishnah of Chiddush Dabar with Yibes Hillel. That's what Tosfos and Rishonim are bringing in, that Yibes Hillel also requires Chiddush Dabar, maybe Likuba, maybe Mishnah Namukhar, that's the Shaila here. But where does it come from? We're trying to figure out. But it's not mentioned in the Bavli. But we do find in the Bavli a mention of Chiddush Davar in a different context. Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, the fourth parak, toward the bottom of the Yamud Amid Aleph, five lines from the wide lines, Panu Rabbanan. So the Gemara talks about the bracha of Shechiyanu on the mitzvah Sukkah, that there are those who say it. The Gemara says at the end that when they sadder it by Kiddush, so it's a Shechiyanu goes not just on the Yom, but also on the mitzvah. But earlier on we have the Braisa, it says in the Ikra Din, you make the Shechiyanu at the time of the Asiya Sukkah. For the mitzvah Sukkah at the time of the Asiya. Ha'osu Sukkah la'atzmo omer baruch Shechiyanu. So it's a Shechiyanu that's made on the actual Asiya Sukkah, that's on the mitzvah Sukkah b'shas Asiya. That's the time to make the Shechiyanu. Nichnas Reishiba, the time you're doing the mitzvah Yeshiva, you say a Shekinshanu, mitzvah of Reishiba Sukkah. Chaysa Asiya ve'omedes, let's say it was already made. It was made from way back, from more than 30 days, whatever. It was not, there's no new Asiya. So you can't make a Shechiyanu if there was no actual Asiya Sukkah. But there's a way to make the Shechiyanu even in that case. In Yachal Echadish Badavar Mivarech. In Rav, if you could Mechadish Davar, that's the Lashon, Chidish Davar, then you can make, says the Braisa, you can make a Shechiyanu at the time of the Chidish Davar. In Rav, if not, Rikshikadis, Reishiba, then you make a Shechiyanu with the Reishi. In Varech Shtayim, Amrav, Ashi Chazino Le'Rav Kana, the Kamaru Kua Kasa Kiddush, that in all circumstances, he's misadded the Shechiyanu together with Kiddush, which is again what we do. Our Shechiyanu and Leil Sukkis is actually Shechiyanu that does two things. That's the first night. The Shechiyanu is going on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, and also on the mitzvah of Sukkah itself. It's going on the Yom and going on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, on the mitzvah Sukkah. It's going on the Yom, on the Yomtif. And also going on Yeshiva Sukkah. There are those who Mechabit says to switch the order the second night, say Shechiyanu first, because the Shechiyanu of the night before could have already been no worse than saying it Shas Asiya. So that could have already gone on the mitzvah, therefore Shechiyanu. The second night is just going on the Yom, therefore it could be say Shechiyanu first and the Reishiv after, and the first night the Reishiv first, and then Shechiyanu at the end. So that's a Hoshaila, whether we switch it the second night or not. But that's the way we're knowing. But the way it's brought here originally was to say B'Shas Asiya, but if it's Asiya Ba'omedes, then there's no Shas Asiya except in Yachul Chadish Davar. So what's this halacha here in the Gemara V'Chidush Davar? It's interesting. Look at the Rush. Here by us. The Rush quotes the Yerushalmi as Tosis does. How much is a Chiddush Davar? It's a Cheshbon Davar, Tefach, Koshu, Apnei Kula. Then he says, Kasa Bal Ha'itur. Shma Mina, Chiddush Begufa Be'inan. Balita says we see that chiddush has to be beguf begufa. This is the lesson here in the Shulchan Aruch as well, like this. Shechadish b'davar begufa begufa. What does it mean begufa? Meaning in the guf hasukkah, in the schach. Mishnah says yechad beguf haschach sheaniach bo haschach maat kitamach otefach and so on. Says the Balita, it has to be begufa. Who said differently? Udelo kibal halachus. Shekasav, Michnisha Umeimach, Bastarki Havichidush. Says the Kabbalah Sana, what do these things mean? Lesov Kisos Leishivaleim. If you bring chairs and bring in benches into the Sukkah, that qualifies as Chidush Davar. So the Baal Yitra says that's not correct. That you need Chidush Begufa. What's his value? There's no sukkah that you couldn't do chidush in the form of bringing a bench. So what is the Baal Yitra asking? Okay, So there's no sukkah that you can't do it, but you have to do it. So you have to do it. So you have to bring the bench in. Well, what's his kasha? What's he asking? He says, Shma mina, you need begufa. They have to put nuschacha, however amount. The log, the balachos, that it's good enough to bring in chairs. Why? Why can't that be pshat? Because there's no sukkah that you couldn't do that. Okay, so what does he mean to ask? Chavetz Pasha, what's he asking? Because the Gemar Memvav. Because the Gemar Memvav is, it says, by Shachiyanu, im yachal l'chadish badavar. That's the chor where the Baal Yitra is referring to. The chidish davar, the Gemar Memvav. The Gemar is talking about the possibility. If it's possible, then you can make Shachiyanu b'shas chidish davar. Meaning, it's possible, but it might not be possible. If it's about a being in a bench, it's always possible. If it's about putting some more schach on, maybe you don't have more schach, you can't get up there, whatever. Then you can say, Yochel Chadish. So you see that the discussion that the Rosh is bringing in about Chidush Dover that he just quoted the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah is very much tied into the Chidush Dover and the Gemar Memvav. That's what he brought the Raya, that in the fact that Mara says, Yochel Chadish, that it would be possible yes, be possible not. So it must be that it's talking about the schach, gufa shel sukkah. So now, what my inyan zel is that? What's the shaykhis between the chidush davar of Shachiyanu, when I see a sukkah and over here? Chora, if the pshat had to do with what the Mishtabur was being from Nar Shalom, chora, I don't see any shaykhis at all. What could be the idea? So what do we see? The shamay requires sukkah l'shem chag. The silo doesn't require the sukkah l'shem chag. It just needs it should be for sale. But maybe what the silo does require is that even though the sukkah is not l'shem chag, the sukkah, this could be a din midrabanan, mitzvah namuvchar, maybe even l'ikuva, but the chachamim want that the sukkah should have some shaykhis, the sukkahs. This quote-unquote shaykhis, the sukkahs, is not the equivalent of an asiyah l'shem chag. That's not a seizure. But this sukkah, and it's good sale, has a shaykhis to sukkahs, to mitzvah sukkah. Not enough to qualify as the asiyah was l'shem mitzvah, but with l'shem sale, but there's at least some aspect of the sukkah that has a shaykhis to sukkahs. Maybe that alone, that's chidush davar. So that's our halacha here, Yerushalmi. And that's the Gemara there. In order to be able to say a Shachiyanu on the chefs of the sukkah, there's a Suyib Omedah, so there's no new Asiyah. For instance, there is something here that you can point to that said that's a Shaykh, it has a Shaykhis to sukkahs. That's enough to qualify. You have a sukkah in front of me for the sukkah that you're going to sit in. Enough for the Shachiyanu. It's that alone, that just that connection to create some kind of a zecher in the sukkah. Something that's going to remind you that you say hecker, maybe that's the hecker. In other words, not hecker. You're not going to come to end up eating in a sukkah that's your house. No. It's that you need a hecker. You don't have a need to make the whole sukkah for sukkahs. You should have some kind of a shaykhis to sukkahs. If you don't do it, so that's the shaylah. Beis Yosef says it's l'ikuva for Beis Yosef. Everyone else seems to say not that way. That it's not l'ikuva. It's a demon, a mufchar, that they want you to have some shaykhis to the sukkah. Maybe that's the idea, that alone. Questions? Nachum, yeah.
So the reason why they need it is why? I mean, what's the thing that's forcing us to say there needs to be some kind of asiya is because otherwise how can we justify having Shachiyanu?
Well, the common denominator is that if you have a sukkah that has something in it that's reminding you, that's giving you some relationship to sukkahs, to the chag, that's enough to say Shachiyanu. That's in terms of Shachiyanu. In terms of the sukkah itself, that's the chachamim wanted, mitzvah namuvchar, maybe likuvah as well, maybe not likuvah, they wanted you to have in the sukkah some kind of a zecher, a heker, for the mitzvah sukkah. It's not called nasiyah l'shem chag. You didn't make the sukkah l'shem chag. It's not that, but that the sukkah has some inyan that gives you that veicha, that heker, that shaykhis to sukkah. So that shaykhis to sukkah is connected to the shachiyanu. It's enough to say a shachiyanu in the mitzvah sukkah. And it's connected to the basic halacha that Hacham wanted you to have. Yeah.
According to the day the Beis Yosef brought that L'chadish Badavar's Li'ikuva, what would be the machloikis between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai wouldn't hold that if you're L'chadish Badavar that...
Beis Shammai is not sufficient. L'chadish Badavar is not the same thing as Nasiyah, L'shem Chad. L'chadish Badavar means you put down a tefach by tefach of schach in the sukkah. But the rest of the schach was all there from before, never, nothing changed, nothing moved. You added a little bit of schach, a token amount of schach, whatever amount. But that's not gonna be machshir the sukkah because the sukkah was not made l'shem chag. He still says, I don't care that it wasn't made l'shem chag. That's not a problem. I just want b'di'evet, not b'di'evet. I want that there should be something that you added. Now we're saying the gufa shel sukkah, not just chairs and benches. In the gufa shel sukkah, you added l'shem chag. By adding that's what the Chum wanted you to do. And again, for Shachiyanu as well, that's enough to be able to say I have the mitzvah sukkah in front of me to Shachiyanu for the mitzvah sukkah because I have something about the sukkah that's already reminding me, that's connecting me to sukkahs. If I have something in the sukkah that connects me to sukkahs, I can make my Shachiyanu. That's the sukkah mevav. And our Gemara is just a basic halacha, but still would require chidush davar. Something interesting. Look at the Shibboleth Halakhot. One of the Rishonim. So here at the end, he doesn't like the Yerushalmi in terms of halacha. He wants to make a machlokes about the Yerushalmi about this. But it's interesting in his raya. Let's take a look. He says, okay, the first paragraph is Sukkah Sayotzim. We'll come back to that. Then he goes to the Mishnah that we start, Sukkah Yeshana. Fine, he quotes our Mishnah. Then he goes as follows. Matsasi, we have Yehudai Gon. Sukkah Yeshana Tzarech Chadesh Badavar. Then Lo Chidesh Psula. This is Takamashma, right? Like the Beis Yosef. But there's a requirement for Mishdavar that's Na'akid. Ubi Yishami Gassinan, Tani, Tzarech Chadesh Badavar, Chabaya Mitevach, Yossi Amakoshu, Mandamakoshu, Batsap Nekula. Fine. That's the Yishami. Here the first connects it to the Sukkah that we had in Bavli in the fourth parak. Ubi Gemara Dilan, Parak Ula Varava, Aminan. So after quoting the Yerushalmi and Rav Yehuda Gaon, he quotes the Gemara that we just saw. Ha'isusibro medes, miyochach kadesh badavar, mevarach miyad, shachiyanu, in lo, shikonis leishibro baruch shtayim. Says the Shbalek at Hala Madata, shafil below chidush kshera. So first of all, you see, from the very Gemara that we just read, that it's not ma'akev. Rav Yehuda Gaon says, psula. What did we just read in the Gemara? If you can mechadish badavar, then you make shachiyon achidish davar. If you can't mechadish badavar, then what? Then you make two brachas, reishiv and the shachiyonu, you make it both together at the time of the yeshiva. How are you able to sit in the sukkah? There's no chidish davar. What? No, the Gemara that we just saw in Davnan Vav is allowing for the possibility of the sukkah that didn't have chidish davar. So right away, to say it's likuva, l'chor is against the Gemara Bavli. Right? Because it says in Nevav that if you cannot be Machadish Badavar, then you can't make the Shachiyanu until you sit down in the Sukkah. But meaning while you sing down in the Sukkah, they never had a Chiddush Davar. So you're Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah in a Sukkah that never had a Chiddush Davar. So from the Bavli, you would have a Raya, maybe you still need a Chatchil. That we haven't proven that you only need a Chatchil a Chiddush Davar. So far, but you see, but he's assuming that if you would need it, it would be likuva. He says, so it's clearly kasha without chidush. Wait, b'chein beis hillel. The machshiri le'el b'sukkah yishana, v'lo chidush kamachshiri. So he says, he's basically trying to push back against bringing in the halacha chidush davar in our Mishnah. Against what the Rishon are bringing from the Yerushalmi. So number one, the Gemara Menvav is mashma that's kasha. Beis hillel is machshiri sukkah yishana, who go chidush kamachshir? It's mashir as mitzvah is mashir without a chidush. The itim itself the chadush am I kari lo yishana. So how can you call yishana and say chadush badavar? It's chadush badavar, not yishana. So yishana means that there's nothing new here. Now listen to the next right. The gam mishtei sukkos shel yotzim yesh lo chiyach kein. And I can prove it from the Gemara earlier of the potters, the two boots of the potters. The Kassin and Amrab Levi, the Gemara before, top of Chasson Beis, Shtei Sukkos Shir Yotzim Tufne Mizuch, Nimesen Nesukkah V'chayevus Mezuzah, Hachitzon Nesukkah V'chayevus Mezuzah. Now, what's the reason that it's that the Pnimis is not a Sukkah? So, we had before, right, Rashi, the Ran, Opirsha Ben Shlomo, Hachitzon Nesukkah V'yotzei Dechobasov, Enzor Chisosa V'lasosa L'shem Chag K'bishillah. He's going now with which approach? With Rashi's approach. So the chitzona yoyotze, you don't have to demolish it. And you can't ask for the chitzona because there's no heker because the came to kulishat the lav hachidairi, vashadairi, but you can't care. There's a heker. The chitzona wasn't used for living quarters. The apnimis, in a sukkah. The afagab the ubin sukkah l'shem chag. The kaim one can be silver. The machshavi sukkah yishad of masnisin. He's all coined the Rashi before. Hacha in a sukkah, the gomim for milso to shem sukkah udarba. The koi milso shan nami dairsha. Rav teshmish with sidas vish nasa shan. What exactly is his raya? So he's quoting a whole gemara there, and Rashi, and what is that a raya? It's a stas. That's his raya. The gam is shtei sukkah shayot mi yesh lochiach kein. What is my proof? What is his proof that chidush davar is not ma'akim? Understand. What is his right? Tell me pshat. Yeah?
Rashi didn't say you can just go into the chitzona and say no chidush
b'davar. If you tell me that you need chidush davar, then the chitzona would only be kosher when you had a chidush davar. But then he's going to say, so if that's the case that the chitzona had chidush davar, then in the very same case, the pnimis will be pasul. Maybe he holds, if I have a chidush davar, then a pnimis has a heker with a chidush davar. He holds the chiddush davar gives you the heker. The man of shach, if the pnimis is no heker, there's no chiddush davar, and it, nevertheless the chitzon is kasha. See, chiddush davar is not a psul. That seems to be what his right is. You know, he can have it both ways. Whatever the case is the same in both cases. So if the pnimis is no chiddush davar, and that's why it's possible, then the chitzon is kasha without chiddush davar. If the chitzon is on touch with chiddush davar, then the pnimis is also have a chiddush davar. So why is it possible?
Oh, that's true. It could be two different
sukkahs. If you were living in the pnimis all year round, but you did a chiddush davar, he would say that's good enough to create a heker. Then he says, "Mir yishlom the mitzvah of muvchel chadish b'davar mo chiddush ksheira." Maybe all this is only a right because I'm assuming it's all or nothing, like if Yosef was assuming. But now he says maybe it's only from the mufchar, and therefore it can be the only din rachat chila, like the Ran is mashma. Then he says the yesh mefarshim, and then maybe this is what they say the iter means, that the whole Yerushalmi is not going on our inyan. The Yerushalmi determines rachat ledavar leinim baruch shachiyanu kedis big mardidan. Maybe the whole Yerushalmi is really discussing a different inyan, discussing the subject like the Gemara Daf Mem Vav. The Yerushalmi never said that that's ma'akev in terms of being yotzei. We're only talking about shachiyan. He doesn't agree with that. Anyway, you see in the Shibo Leket what I think we saw in the Rashi also, that there's clearly a connection between the chidush davar of the Yerushalmi quoted here, and again the very case of Sukkah Yishana B'Shilel, and the Indian over there of Shachiyanu and Chora, that would seem to suggest something more than and different than what the Mishnah Berurah brought in the Indian Chiddush Davar. So we have to know. And also, it's at the beginning of tomorrow, and then we'll have to get into the end of the Tosis also. But the Rambam omits this whole halacha of Chiddush Davar, and the question is why? The Yerushalmi quotes it, and the Babri doesn't see differently. Why wouldn't we require it? Interesting question. The Rambam, and then the Hemshach of Tosis also with Matzah is interesting. We'll just see what the Mepharshim do with that also. We'll leave that in Mr. Shepherd tomorrow. Okay? Good.